Don't worry, I have a shorter than usual sermon today. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The Passion is a long and painful story, and you didn't even hear all of it. There were some portions that we skipped over. So I encourage you to go back and read the whole thing. Read Matthew 26 and 27 this week, and you might see what surprises you. There may be some details in there that you remember from a different version of the gospel story. Maybe there's something that is missing. Every year I say that we need to remind ourselves of Jesus' passion, this account of his suffering by betrayal and trial and torture and death. Christians are an Easter people, and we never forget the ultimate outcome of the story, but the way to Easter is through the cross. We cannot get to Easter without the Passion. And so today we remember the events of Holy Week in all of their painful detail. Today we remember what it costs to bring salvation, what it costs for God and the people to have a relationship. Everything that God does is valuable, expensive. Everything that God does costs God something. In the beginning, God creates light and earth and plants and animals and humans. And at the end of all that creation, God rests. God has spoken everything into being. And so it's no wonder that God might be exhausted. Creation is expensive for God. When the Hebrew people are in slavery in Egypt, God calls Moses to lead them to freedom so that they might worship and be God's people. How could God not know that they will treat the gift of freedom lightly? They will treat it as something cheap and easy to get. How could God not know that they will turn to worship other gods soon, that they will betray the covenants that God has made with them? And yet, God gives them freedom anyway. The Exodus is expensive for God. Later on in the Promised Land, the people cry out for a king. They want to be like the other nations, and God grants their request. God anoints Saul first, and then David and his heirs to rule. And these are the kings that the people seem to prefer over being ruled by God. These kings will, in their own way, betray the covenant that God made with them. These kings will betray their trust. They will often be bad shepherds of Israel. The monarchy is expensive for God and for the people. And finally, God sends God's Son, Jesus, to save us from death, from sin, to save us from ourselves. And Jesus does this at the expense of his own life. Salvation is the most expensive thing of all for God. God knows the outcome. Christ knows the outcome. He knows that this will involve putting aside divine glory and descending to the very cross. Why would Jesus choose to go through all of this? Why would Jesus voluntarily suffer humiliation and pain and death? Why? Because we won't go to God, God chooses to come to us. Jesus comes to us as a tiny, vulnerable baby, sharing our vulnerability through the incarnation, and Jesus sticks with us. Sticks with us no matter what we throw at him, whether it is disciples like Judas who sell him for 30 pieces of silver, or friends like Peter, friends who deny knowing Jesus to save their own skins. Or maybe it is the religious leaders who don't recognize the presence of the very God they serve, and instead they conspire against him. Or maybe it's the political leaders who cynically wash their hands of responsibility, or the crowds who choose to free the notorious criminal Barabbas rather than Jesus. Jesus comes to us and sticks with us despite shame, despite pain, He identifies with us, going through the very worst that people can go through. We won't go to God, so God comes to us. And reconciliation with God's people is expensive. Everything God does is expensive. There is no cheap grace. It all costs something. Costs quite a lot, in fact. It costs God something to extend grace to us. And though it is free, it does actually cost us something, because God purchases our very lives, and so now we belong to him. We owe him our lives. We don't deserve what God does for us. We cannot earn it, but we are not the same after we receive it. We belong to God, and our lives are in his hands. And to our great surprise, even after the death that Jesus undergoes for our sake, this death that all humans are responsible for, and that's why we join in saying, "Crucify him," even that does not turn God away from us, because he made us for himself. And love is God's nature, a costly love that will never, never let us go. All these things are what we celebrate in the Passion. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.